All right. Good evening, everyone. So to continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos, we now find ourselves in the Sefer Kitzel Hilchos Shabbos Simen Zayin, which begins the section of Melechas Choresh. Choresh literally means the melacha of plowing. So the Mechaber writes over here, it says, Nichla b'melechas Choresh kol tikun shebesadeh. Included in this melacha of Choresh is any action that is intended to go ahead and somehow benefit the field. Bein shu tzorech zriya, whether it's for the purpose, let's say, of planting, or gidul asadim v'ilanos, or for the purpose of going ahead and facilitating the growth of grass, or facilitating the growth of trees, o shar tikun afilu imrak liafos asadeh, or for that matter, anything you go ahead and you do for a plot of land, even if it's not to facilitate growth, but it's just to make the field look a little bit nicer. Gama chafiras guma, o ala shvaz gavshushis, ovrim amalechas choresh. Similarly, digging a hole, or for that matter, flattening out a mound of earth, will also be an issue of choresh, will also be an issue of plowing. Gam bichla bazeh hamezabel sadeh o mesalko, fertilizing a field, removing stones from a field, shkimo shekamokin mischayvim mishum choresh. All of these things are one would be chayv, one would be obligated or liable for the malach of choresh. So essentially, the malach of choresh is anything done to a field, either A, to facilitate growth, B, to beautify the field, or C, to improve ease of use of the field. Where does the malach of choresh come up in a contemporary sense? So he goes on, he explains, Asr ligrar b'chutz ezadavar ba'ofen, shep sikresha lasas charetz. Where does this come up? I'm sitting in my backyard on a Shabbos afternoon, beautiful day, what do I want to do? I want to drag my bench from one side of the yard to the other side of the yard where I want to go ahead and sit. Am I permitted to do that on Shabbos? We learn this. It depends, right? What does it depend on? Remember, this was the Davarshin Miskavin Psikresha. If, again, it's possible that a furrow may occur, but it's not definitive, meaning it's not absolute that it will occur, then I'm permitted to go ahead and move the bench. But if, again, there's no way to move the bench without creating a furrow, then by definition, that would be us. We call that a psikresha, an action that will, by default, result in a malacha. One would not be permitted to do that on Shabbos. I don't intend for the furrow. I understand you don't intend for the furrow, but the act of creating a furrow within the backyard, within the ground, by itself is the malacha of choresh, even if one does not intend. So again, if I can move the bench without definitively creating the furrow, then it would be permitted to do so, even if the furrow actually occurs. But if there is no way to move the bench without creating the furrow, meaning that by definition, one would violate the malacha of choresh, one would not be permitted to do so on Shabbos. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash, Omer Tzvi Shbach, Lezakos, Yes Yisrael, Lefichach, Heban, Tomer, Tzvi, Shnei, Amar, Danech, Vitzman, Sidko, Yagdil, Torah, Viadir.